Hey, podcast. It's been a while since I'm here with you. I've been extremely busy. I understand that some of you guys might not have heard from me in a very long time because the last time that I put a podcast out was actually on February 7th. So it's going on a month almost now. A lot going on. Some of you guys, I understand that you might not follow me in social media because you're too busy. I understand how that is. I used to do that myself. Listening to podcasts all day long on the car while I'm driving, while I'm doing exercise or training or whatever it is that I'm doing. Podcast is for me such an important part to receive information, communication, data that I can implement in my immediate life. And I have a lot of great training lined up for you guys right now. There's been a lot of traveling recently for me. As you guys may or may not know, I have a marketing agency. This marketing agency has very high demands from me because I have to travel and I have to meet with clients and I have some very special people that need a lot of attention, and that's part of the game of having an agency. And that's what has kept me on the road quite a bit, and also doing a lot of seminars, so that has even delayed more. And then when I'm here in the last couple of weeks, which I live in Clearwater, Florida, it's been fires after fires after fires that are being put out, and that's all part of it. You don't usually hear about the downs. You hear more often about the ups that entrepreneurs have, but there's a lot of ups and downs. It's all part of it. I actually want to talk to you guys about that in the future because I have some great things that I want to cover with you in regards to different subjects. For example, one of them is expectations. Because my biggest problem that I encounter with clients that I service is expectations. They have the wrong expectations, even though that I'm very clear with them and I make them sign on those expectations before they get onboarded. I still have a lot of difficulty making sure that they are clear on the expectations when it comes to what's going to happen in the social media world. I'll do a whole episode on that because when you have the right expectations, it's way easier to operate and to function and to just roll and be systematic and not be dreaming about things that are not going to happen. Delusions of grandeur, that there's no such thing, right? I mean, if you look at the successful entrepreneur, every single time you're going to be able to find a long history of ups and downs, failures, recoveries, and all the way up the hill, right? It's a battle, and that's just the way it is. So you got to understand how that works. You wouldn't expect to build a brick and mortar offline business into a profitable business in 6 months, right? Well, why would you expect that in the social media game? It doesn't make any sense. It is faster because communication is on steroids now, so you can get there faster. But it still requires work, energy, dedication, testing, money. All those things are part of it. And if you don't put them into play, into action, you're going to probably have a tough time jumping ahead and getting everything in motion so you can be successful, right? So we'll talk about that for another day. I have some great training lined up. This next week, as I'm recording this right now, I'm in my phone right now. I am talking to my app. So I can record a little message to you guys. I'll tell you in a second why. It's a special message today. It's not an official podcast. This week, I'm going to be doing a podcast on something that I have been diving into a lot recently, and that's in regards to audiences on Facebook. As you may or may not know, there's different types of audiences. There's interest-based audiences, with Facebook calls it core audiences. Lookalike audiences, custom audiences, and I want to explain them all. But particularly on this next podcast that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to focus on the powerful audience that Facebook calls the they call it the core audience, meaning that's the audience based on Facebook's data, Facebook's information that they have accumulated about the user throughout the years, and there have been some changes on them. Sure, the scandal from 2018 made some changes on that, but there has been some positive changes also that I want to talk to you guys about and explain all the different incredible array of opportunities when it comes to Facebook data. And it's all very accessible to us. Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp advertising, this family of apps, they're all interconnected, and it's becoming easier and easier to advertise. And watch out, because Instagram TV is going to open for advertising at some point. And that's a channel that right now, I can tell you without a doubt, it's blowing up. If you want to see some of my best content, go to Instagram and search for at Mr. Manuel Suarez. And check out my Instagram TV and you will see. I have some great content there that is getting a lot of attention, which I'm excited about. So you can check some of that out yourself and maybe take advantage of the education that I'm providing in that channel. Anyways, let me tell you why I'm here and why I wanted to give you today a message from my phone directly. And if you are an Amazon seller, or if you want to be an Amazon seller, let's say that you have an e-commerce channel and you haven't been able to penetrate the Amazon world, or let's say that you want to build a new business that you can run from home and you want to be able to scale your income and just you're an entrepreneur because you're already here listening to this podcast, right? So we know that. But if you want to take your business game and build an Amazon brand, then let me tell you a little quick story here. In 2010, I myself, Manuel Suarez, the Facebook ninja, I declared bankruptcy. The final decree, I think it was around August of 2010, and I had to start over. It was very embarrassing for me, right? This is, I'm telling you 100% from the bottom of my heart. This is truth. This is what we got. At that point, I had two kids. My wife was pregnant. I was about to have a third baby. I didn't have a lot of money. I was struggling. I had to let go of my house that I had purchased in 2007. Economy collapsed shortly after, and life became really, really difficult overall. So in 2010, I had to start over. It was one of those things that was, I guess you could say, very humbling, because I realized that I had nothing, and I had to, you know, for a second look around and see how I can get some help or some assistance or any work. And it was one of those moments in which $20 were a big deal for me. So when I tell you that I built myself from nothing, I'm being pretty literal. I always had enough luck to have a roof over my head. We ended up moving to a rental. I was able to make enough money, $500 a week, to pay for that rental, which cost me about $1,000 a month to maintain, and to be able to provide for my family overall. So we survived along the way. So I don't have a story of living in a car or being homeless and sleeping in a box. Not like that. I never went through that. But I was definitely in a very bad spot not that many years ago. I'm talking about just 9 years ago, right? Less than 9 years. For me, I kept on looking for opportunities. I kept on looking for a way out. I invested in stock markets. I made a little bit of money and I grabbed $2,000 and I did a program, which was a Robert Kiyosaki stock market program. And I remember I did that training and I was so excited. That was a failure. It was a great training. I had a good teacher. I didn't do good with the stock market. Not my personality is not a good fit for something that I don't control. Because the stock market, you literally don't control. It's controlled by other forces that are beyond us, right? That's just the way it is. Real estate, I invested in some training, paid $250, did some training. I did all kinds of free courses that I could do, free conventions, all of it for flipping properties back then, which was a big deal. And that was also a failure. So I kept on trying things over and over for many, many years. For me, the turning point, like right now, I've done some crazy things. If you've been following me for a while, this year, I'm going to break $20 million across the brands that I manage in Amazon. I'm going to break $60 million in total. Some very crazy, crazy numbers are happening that right now, I could tell you that before I wouldn't even dreamed about. Not this close to a bankruptcy just a few years ago. My turning point was in 2014 when I got introduced to the Amazon world. For me, that was a starting point. The reason why Amazon is so important and so powerful is because Amazon is not your brand, it's not your business, but it is a cash flow monster. Amazon has 100 million monthly unique users in the United States. Other places like Europe, blowing up, right? They have tens of millions of people active buying stuff on Amazon every single month, active users across different countries. So they have a lot of activity. The Amazon platform is growing by leaps and bounds. I don't have to convince you on that. You can see it yourself, right? It's happening. So for me, I got presented with the opportunity in 2014, and my way into this opportunity, even though that at that point I was quite skeptical over the things that were happening, but I decided to jump all over it, and I did. And my entry was with an individual who I respect as one of my biggest mentors in my life, because he really created a big impact. His training dramatically altered my fate. Obviously, if I hadn't made the implementation myself, nothing would have happened, but his training, his education, I implemented it and I saw incredible results. I built a multi-million-dollar business within a year and a half. By the beginning of 2016, I had already grabbed a business from non-existence, a brand that I made myself with two partners from nothing, and I built it into a multi-million-dollar business selling $600,000 a month, just exclusively in the Amazon world, through his training. So when I tell you that he changed my life, he changed my life. This person's name is Jason Fladden. Some of you guys might know who he is. Some of you guys have seen him around. Some of you guys might not know who he is. He has been, over the last couple of years, a little bit off the map, quote unquote, as compared to how he was before. He is a specialist on Amazon, and he's also an incredible salesman, and he's a great speaker. So over the last 2 years, I know that he's been off the map writing education and books on the subject of webinars, how to deliver webinars, and training people on this subject. But he is an Amazon expert. That is his thing. That is what made him what he is. And he has the best training out there on the subject of Amazon and the most brilliant mind I have personally ever seen in the world of Amazon. I don't particularly promote anybody ever. Here's a question. When have you heard me here in this podcast promote other products, other services, other webinars? The answer is never. You would not see that, because I don't believe in promoting something that I'm not passionate about. But this is something quite special, because this guy is somebody that I really trust in, and I know that he always, always brings it. So if you're one of those people that are looking to create an Amazon game for yourself, or take your Amazon brand to the next level, or just somehow figure out if Amazon is an opportunity for you, you should come to this webinar. It's going to be something that I'm going to be hosting. It's going to be hosted by the Facebook Ninja. It's going to be next Thursday, this next upcoming Thursday. If you're listening to this after March 7th, this webinar has already passed, and it might have already expired. But if you're listening in the next, today's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, make sure you register, because this next Thursday, March 7th, 2019, this webinar is going to be live at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to register to this webinar, I'm going to be hosting this webinar, and I'm going to be introducing Jason, and then Jason is going to be the presenter and take over, and he's going to cover a four-step formula towards building a profitable Amazon brand in 2019. This is something that you do not want to miss. If you have a brick and mortar business, if you have a lead generation service, whatever it is that you're looking for that is not in the e-commerce world, then of course don't show up. But if there's an interest on being a part of this webinar, make sure that you come, okay? Because it can be that turning point that I went through myself in 2014, where everything started to change. And today, when I look back, I know that was the exact moment when I did my first webinar by Jason Fladden, when I connected to his world. That for me was when everything started changing. I can promise you that. So if you want to sign up, you can go to manuelsuarez.com/Amazon webinar. Super simple. manuelsuarez.com/Amazon webinar. You can go in your iPhone, Android device. You can go in your computer, laptop, etc. Just type that in, and you'll be able to register for the webinar, and I'll see you there. I definitely want to see a lot of you guys be more successful. And let me tell you what I use Amazon for. Amazon is a launching pad. For me, that's all it is. I don't trust it to build a business for me. What I do is that I use its incredible traffic and all the power in it and the amount of people and attention that he has and also the trust factor to get income, to get cash and money and use that money towards my social media brands and expansion and planting roots across the internet world. So for me, it's something that I simply utilize to take advantage of it while I buy myself some time to build those brands around me. That even if Amazon wakes up tomorrow and shuts me down, I was able to build a powerful brand with or without it. But I leveraged the incredible power of the platform because nobody can ignore that Amazon is the single greatest e-commerce evolution in the history of humanity and is going to continue doing so and is going to continue being so for a very long time. So go register. I'm going to also put the link down below in the description of this podcast. Please also, if you get a chance to subscribe to the podcast, if you haven't done so, write a review if you like it. I'm going to work on providing more content. I'm going to work on a schedule right now more consistently to make sure that I deliver here to you guys and I don't fall off the map either, because I know it's important that you guys want to continue getting educated, and that's my number one passion, educating. My number one source of income is my agency. That's the reality. But my number one passion is talking and educating and helping people become successful and presenting opportunities. That's what I enjoy doing the most. So I'm going to keep on working on that particular area. In the meantime, make sure that you show up. This week, I'm going to have in a couple of days another podcast on the subject of core audiences on Facebook. That's going to be a valuable one, so we'll get to that. But make sure that you register for this webinar, because again, it's going to be a game changer. It's going to be something that I can definitely tell you for sure. You're gonna learn some very practical data that you can implement towards your business today, towards your Amazon brand today. Even if you haven't created a new brand, even if you are starting from scratch, or even if you are in a certain level right now, you need to be there and listen to one of the top minds in the e-commerce world, not only in the country, in the planet. That's just a plain fact. So I'll see you there. ManuelSuarez.com/Amazon webinar. And I hope that that you can make it and make it live, because it's probably going to be full, especially because this guy is such a legend. And I will see you there. ManuelSuarez.com/Amazon webinar. Talk to you very, very soon.